So basically the question is, what's the deal with Kol Kava? Right? So we had the Rambam and the Ravid, right? According to the Ravid, is that they needed a Maisa. According to the Rambam, it was that the water comes to your hands, as opposed to your hands entering the water. Right? Fine. So now that's the Tosus. So Tosus goes to the Bahag.
Well, I think that there's, I guess in your mind.
Okay, so the Bahag has a different take on this whole idea of Koch Gavro, the same word, Natila, Tfila, I mean, all this stuff. So the Bahag says like this. Tosus comes out of my mouth, the Maskel, the Lost Koch Gavro. Pirish Bahag. Shemutter lahatvil yadayim besochakli. The Chashiva Natila. So this sounds wild. But he basically says that if you could have a kli, like let's say a washing cup, you could stick your hands into it, and that's an itila. That's not tefillah, that's an itila. Okay? Even though you're saying, mutar l'hatvil yadayim besof hakli, it sounds like the biggest contradiction. Right. But you're dipping your hands into a kli, but that's considered an itila. Mm-hmm. Okay? Strange. Very strange, right? Okay. It's against what we'd ever, no one would ever say that, right?
Right.
Okay. But yeah, but the Bahag, I mean, it's hard because we're a little bit, you know, we're biased against it because we never heard of such things, so it sounds crazy. But I mean, we've heard the opposite. But let's light it on a little bit. Vehevi Raya, and he brings a Raya. Perek Shein is Vachem. Diboy Umahu Lekadesh Yadav Raglav B'Kiyar. So the question is, could you dip your hands and feet in the Kiyar? Right? Because Alchaz, you have to wash your hands. V'rachatz Menu Aron V'Ano V'Sidan. So the question is, could you dip your hands into the kiyar?
How do you know that's dip?
So, mi menu amarachmana v'lo l'socho. Do you say, or I think, do you say that it says, barachat mi menu, from it? So, from it means that the water is coming out of it, as opposed to v'lo l'socho, but not that you're putting your hands into it.
Right.
That's mi menu. Right? So, that would be an argument to say that you cannot do it. But, mashma, debikidish yadayim mi ba'elay, mishindachsiv mi menu. But in theory, it had no problem with saying that it's not a netila. I mean, presumably he's assuming it's netila. I don't know if Torah ever uses the word netila, but saying the simshan in the kiyar is it's a rechit, it's a netila. So he's saying is the Gemara had a havamina that in the kiyar would be good, and in fact the kiyar would have been good. The only problem is that there's a cause of it says mimenu. So mimenu means that's to be from it, and not that you're dipping your hands into it. But intrinsically dipping your hands into it would have been fine.
So
by netila, where you don't have such a gzeiras hakasav, so that's a netila. There's no, it's very nice to gzeiras hakasav by the kiyar. But why should the rabbanon be forced into that gzeiras hakasav? So therefore, that would be good. That would be netila. That's the jump the Bahag's way. There's a netila by kiyar. I mean, it sounds like it is, but I don't think Torah only says it. But that's what he's assuming. So assume that that's the case, then the Bahag is a raya. Because it's saying is there it's the Natila, here's the Natila. Now the Torah, the Gemara, the reason why it says you can't dip your hands into the Kiyar is not because it's not a Natila, it's because it says Mimana. So here there's no halacha Mimana, so it's a Natila. You do see from the Kiyar that in theory, dipping your hands into the Kiyar or washing off from the Kiyar could have been unified into one thing. They both would have been good for whatever you want to call it, say Natila, but whatever, they would have both worked if not for the sub-exeris akasav. So he's saying, so therefore, you don't have exeris akasav by Natila Sidayim, presumably it should have worked. It should work that way. Right, I mean, the other way, Lord, right, this is you could say, no, that's what Mimenu is teaching you, is that you have to make use of Natila. And Natila is only Mimenu, so therefore, here where is Natila, then also only it's only going to be from it.
Right.
Okay, fine, but let's let it go. Okay?
But given that he's learning,
right. But it sounds like he's learning as a given that it's a netila.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now he says like this: Vekasha, lepirusha, dehacha amar eno notel mimenu delo asim koch gavra, mashma debina koch gavra hashofich. This Gemara seems to be up against the Bahag, because the Bahag says you can really dip your hands into the thing, into the water. Now there's no koach gavra when you dip your hands into it. Right? There's no koch gavra. Koch gavra means the person is pouring the water onto it. Right? Pouring the water onto it. And there's no koch gavra if the guy's, if you're putting your hands into the thing. Right? So why is it bad if the guy pours it into the pipe and then you put your hands on the pipe? So what do you say? Because there's no koch gavra? How could that be worse than putting my hands into the clay? Can't be any worse. I'm putting my hands. If you want to tell me dipping my hands is considered koch gavra, then dipping my hands into the pipe is considered koch gavra. So it sounds like this Gemara, which is saying in Kol Gavra, is against that halacha. How could you reconcile the halacha of Kol Gavra with the fact that you can dip your hands in the clay? Umihu Yesh. Right, so that's the question, is that how could you reconcile Kol Gavra with the halacha of dipping into the clay? It's not Kol Gavra. I mean, Kol Gavra means the Gavra Shofech. That's what he's saying. It's the Kol Gavra Shofech. The guy pouring onto your hands. Not you dip your hands in it. Otherwise, dipping your hands in the clay in the pipe also. But dipping your hands is in Koach. Koach Gavra means that the Koach of the water coming onto your hands is from a Gavra. Okay. So, Mihu Yeshalomar. So, Tosa said, answer for the Bahag. Deba'ina netila min haklei. You need netila from the clay. Okay, and there are two ways to accomplish that. Bein tovel yadav biso haklei. This could be whether you dip your hands into the clay. Ubein shofech min haklei al yadav. Or if you pour from the clay onto your hands. Yeshka, netila min haklei. Then that's what, both of those are netila from a clay. Netila from a clay can be accomplished in one of two ways. Either you dip your hands into the clay, or you pour from the clay onto your hands. Okay? Which seems to be two different things, but he's saying that's one thing. That's netila min haklei. Aval hacha, yadav chutz l'kliyim. Here, your hands aren't in the clay. Right? Because they're not putting into the clay. Clay is all the way upstream.
And you don't call it clay?
What? No, the pipe isn't called the clay. V'kvar pasach koach haklei k'shamayim ba'anlav, and the pouring onto it isn't true either, because the pasach the koach of the clay already is already elapsed by the time it gets all the way downstream. So you lack either one. Hilkach ain't on the tilman haklei. So therefore you don't have the tilman haklei, and you're not dipping your hands into a clay because the pipe isn't the clay, and you don't have pouring from the clay because it's too far removed from the clay. So v'gam tefila ain't on, and you don't have a tefila either. Shein shuvim because it's ma'im shuvim. This is my shuvim. What? No, shuvim is drawn. So water was drawn. Okay. So once water is drawn, then it can't be used for a mikvah. Mikvah has been natural existing water. Once it goes in a clay, it becomes shuvim and it's the puzzle for a tefillah. So therefore, that water was in the pie, in the clay, when you first drew it from the river and poured it. So that made it shuvim. So now it's my shuvim and it's puzzle for a tefillah. Okay? So what he's saying is, so that's why. It's because that's not netila. Netila really doesn't need koach gavra. Really, netila could be either two ways. Either a koach gavra where you pour it, or it could be because you dip your hands in the clay. Either way, you just need netila and a clay. The clay pours it, or you put your hands in the clay. And in this case, is neither. It's not dipping hands into a clay, nor is it pouring from the clay. The Gemara says koach gavra. Yeah, did not got the lo asu mikoch gavra. The Gemara says the reason why it's puzzled is because lo asu mikoch gavra. According to you, you don't really need koch gavra. You can just dip your hands in the clay. There's no koch gavra there. Lav davka mikoch gavra. No, it didn't really mean that. Ella mishun lo asu mikoch kli. Debina netilam and a kli. It means you need the koach of the kli. That's the koach of the clay, which because you need netila min haklei. So netila min haklei could have been accomplished in two ways. Either dipping your hands into the clay, which this certainly isn't, or it could be because it's pouring from the clay. Pouring from the clay, but then you don't have this either, because that needs koach clay. Otherwise, you're not defined as koach clay. You want koach clay. Well, you can have two ways. It seems there's one way you dip your hands into the clay. I don't think he's saying that's koach clay. That's just netila min haklei. But the other way is where the kli pours onto you. If the kli pours onto you, then you need koach kli. So it has to be related to the kli. So that you're only going to have if it's close by. But here, it's not koach kli.
I mean, it sounds like, I think maybe I was wrong. Maybe Michael's right. That the koach and the tila, the koach kli really could be accomplished in both ways. Koach kli just means it's koach of the kli. The kli is involved.
That
could be done either if you dip your hands into the kli or if you pour from the kli. That's to find this koach kli. They're both koach kli. As koach gavra can't mean that. Apparently he's saying, you can't say koach gavra means you dip your hands into the clay. That can't be koach gavra. But koach clay, that he's willing to say. You could call dipping your hands into the clay koach clay. Okay, I don't know what the difference is, why is one any better than the other, but that's the thing. Koach clay means, koach clay to him just means netila min haklei. Netila min haklei, according to him, means one of two things. Either you dip your hands into clay or the clay pours onto you. So if you pour it from the, all the way upstream, it's not koach clay. Because not until in a clay, it's too far away. Too far away. So I don't like that way of learning. I'm going back and forth here. But I think it's hard to say that's koach kli, if you dip your hands into the clay. Because that's not koach. I mean, although you might as well, if you say you like that, then say dipping your hands into the clay is koach gavra. I mean, the point of koach means that it's from the force of the thing. Mm-hmm. So koach kli, I think, means, going back to this original, is that really you need netila mina clay. Netila, clay. So that can be accomplished in two ways. Either dip your hands in the clay. Right. That's not called clay. That's just dipping a clay. Dipping hands in the clay. Or if the clay pours onto your hands, so then how is it related to the clay? You're not dipping in the clay. Oh no, because it's koach clay. Then it's koach clay. So koach clay is the second method of accomplishing netila mina clay. Okay, so that's why in this case of pouring in the pipe, you obviously don't have netila. You're not dipping your hands into the clay. The clay is all the way gone. So the only other way is because koach clay. But you don't have koach clay because it's too far upstream. So the kvar pasla koach clay. So that's when Gemara says that you need koach gavra. It means koach clay. Right? But you can't say it means koach gavra. I mean, what does koach gavra mean to it? According to at least as a universal, is that you need clay. Now, clay could be either through dipping into it or through koach clay. The question, one question is what's it, but the Gemara doesn't say koach clay, it says koach gavra. I mean, that's what we explained, right? I mean, why does it say koach gavra? It should say koach clay. I mean, right? That's a good question. And so the problem is that there was a saying, it boils down to according to Vagi, you need netila mina clay. Netila mina clay can be two ways. Either you dip your hands into the clay or you pour from the clay. So how does dipping become netila? I mean, or what's this unified concept? I mean, it doesn't even seem possible to unify the two. I mean, one of them is dipping your hands into a clay, and the other one is pouring from the clay onto your hands. So those are two different things. How do you just call them both netila mina clay? I mean, first of all, they're not both netila. I mean, I don't know what the word netila means anymore. Okay, they're not both netila anymore. Yeah. They're both now one's tefila. But forget the word. I mean, what's the unification anymore? I mean, how do you make these two different things? And netila means either you do dipping your hands into a clay, or you do pouring from the clay. I mean, what's the common factor? Clay? I mean, it's true, they both have the word clay in there, but what's the concept? What's the concept now of netila? What's tefila as opposed to netila? I mean, tefila is dipping in a mikvah versus dipping in a clay. I mean, what's his idea? You know, I mean, that's, I think, the main thing. Like, what's he's making up a whole new thing. His whole idea of netila, right. That it can include these two things. It seems trying to make one unified idea, which is going to include two totally different things. That, I think, is the main... the crux of what he's saying is he has a new idea here of netila, which could include dipping. How could it include dipping? Seemingly because the word clay. I mean, it sounds that way. It sounds that clay is the key thing here. But what's that idea? How does it work? I mean, it just seems from the Mahag, the Tosis, that this pipe isn't defined as a clay. I mean, if it's a clay, then why do you say dipping hands in a clay? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a clay. I mean, I'm not sure exactly why, but it seems like it's not. It seems, yeah, this is definitely treating that way. It's treating it like it's part of the karka. I mean, in theory, you could dip your hands in it as a mikvah. It could be a mikvah. The only reason it can't be a mikvah is because it's shuvim. But you don't say it's not a mikvah because it's a clay or it's a mikvah. I mean, it seems like it's part of the ground. It's still a little bit of a picky question, but I mean, his main idea is he needed a tilam min ha clay. Right? I mean, the semantics of it are pretty funny because min means from the clay, right? So how is dipping your hands in a tilam min ha clay? I mean, how do you know that by the kiyor it didn't work? Because it says mimenu, from it, right? You have to learn from it. So and that was the limud which taught you from it means v'lo l'socho. Right. So doesn't it tila min akli? It shouldn't be min v'lo l'socho. So I mean, he's obviously using the word min netila min akli in like a loose kind of a way. But I mean, isn't that the problem? You know what I mean? Like he can't even say it in one unified. Uniform. There's one term which he's trying to make as the unified term netila min akli. Isn't really a unification because tefillah isn't netila min hakli. It's netila so tefillah netila socha kli or something like that. So, I mean, it's like the very way he's trying to express it kind of points you right to the problem. I mean, unless you're using a whole new type of terminology of netila min hakli, but if you do that, why can't you even say, oh, that's mimenu, that's, you know, I don't know.
That also means
that other term, a new way of using it. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's like you can't even use the one word to try to unify these two things. Right. There's no real way to say it. It should really just be netila bo kli, something. I don't know. Netila kli. Like, they both have netila, they both have, you know. I mean, what's really similar about these two things? Another way to look at the question is, when Chazal said on Tilt Zayim, what did they say? They said you could either do method A or method B. I mean, that's funny. I go, what's the halacha of Netilas Yadayim?
What is it?
Yeah, what's Netilas Yadayim? You know what I mean? Like, they said you could either, we got two ideas here. Either you could do dip your hands in a clay,
Or you could take a clay and pour water on your hands. I mean, why are there two methods? I mean, besides the fact that, I mean, I guess obviously the answer is going to be they're unified somehow. But, I mean, it seems like two different things. Are there choices? Well, choices are always a funny type of halacha. Whenever you see choices, you have to explain it, you know? I have another question, which is somewhat picky, and it's just in the flow of Tosfos. I mean, you may have to be in the flow of Tosfos a little bit to follow it. But his point is, he's saying that you need an etilah min haklei. And there's two ways to have an etilah min haklei, right? Either you dip your hands in the clay or you pour from the clay. And in this case of the pipe, right, in this case of the pipe, he says, your hands are outside of the clay, so therefore it's not the first one. You're not dipping into it. And vark pasa kolach haklei. And the kli also right. Stopped, and therefore it's not the second method.
Right.
Hilkach ain kan atila min akli. Vigam tvila ain kan. Shein shuvim. My question is, why is he mentioning that? Why is he going back to that? Vigam tvila ain kan. Yeah, I mean, tvila, it's true, but is that. I mean, it's true that Rashi explained that to you, because Rashi explained the Gemara. You know what I mean? So you don't know why this case isn't good. But Tosus isn't. That's not what the Bahag's problem is at this point. The Bahag is trying to explain the Natila aspect. You know what I mean? Like, how does. And then it's like right in the middle. And then he goes, you know what I mean? Like, that's. It just seems like that's a different point. You know what I mean? Like, a Mefarish of the Gemara has to throw them. But the Bahag is. Or Tosus is trying to explain for the Bahag how he's going to learn how it's Natila. Right. And the Allah of Koch Gavra and Natila. So. The question wasn't why is this not Tevila, the question was why isn't this Natila? So it just sounds like it's just thrown in there. You know what I mean? I mean, it's hard to answer that question without having to answer that question directly. I'm just saying it's a question. But, so that's what part of the problem is. The word Tevila here is being used in different senses. Tevila means Tevila as opposed to Natila, but then it's one of the types, practically. Yeah, right. Practically it's a dipping. The Natila could be through Tevila, through dipping in a clay. So there's like the halachic Tevila, institution of Tevila, and then there's like a Maisa Tevila, which could be one of the methods of Natila. I mean, things get pretty messy according to the Bahag. So we're going to leave this question for guys to think about till tomorrow. So in the meantime, we'll do the rest of Tosis, or the rest of the part of Tosis that's relevant to us. Inami. So again, what was Tosis grappling with? Tosis is grappling with, on the one hand, he's to the Bahag holds that dipping your hands in a kli is a din, is netila. Right? On the other hand, this Gemara, our Gemara says that the pouring the water into the pipe doesn't work because there's no koch gavra. So how do you reconcile saying that you need koch gavra on the one hand with the halach that you can dip your hands in the clay, right? You can dip your hands in the clay, which is no koch gavra. So the first way he answered it was he said that koch gavra doesn't mean koch gavra, it means koch clay. And koch clay is not a necessary in order to create the din clay. But the din clay could come about in two ways, either because you dip your hands in the clay, or through koch clay. Okay, so this case is obviously not dipping hands in a clay, so it has to be through koch clay. So it means you don't have koch gavra, it means you don't have koch clay. Okay? So koch gavra is a misnomer. Okay, that's his first answer. But his second answer, he's not going to want to say that. I mean, that's hard. So inami, or you could say another answer. Mishum ditnab b'mesechot yadayim b'perakama hakol k'shem li'tin mayin li'yadayim filo chayashot v'katan. Right, even if you can pour in your hands, you can put the chavis between your knees and wash. Many chavis is a pitcher. Many chavis al tzido v'notel, or you can put a chavis on its side and you can just put your hands into it. Okay, then wash by putting hands into it. Hakov notel no sinle
dayim. What is that case?
You just pour a pitcher over, and then while it's pouring out, you just put your hands into it. You know, like you leave it pouring. I think you like tilt it over with your knees.
Okay.
Rabbi Yossi posel v'shneim. Pirish b'kof u'b'chavis notal tzidav v'mayin nishbachum e'aleim. So Rabbi Yossi posel both cases. The kof of the monkey and the case where it's you turn it on your side and then the water is pouring out by its own. Diboy Rabbi Yossi v'gun koch gavra. Because Rabbi Yossi, this is the same achot. Rabbi Yossi demands koch gavra. Right. V'tanakama lo boy. Ella shihe koach kli. But Rav Yosef Tanakama didn't demand koach gavra. Tanakama allowed the monkey and allowed the water which is pouring on its own. What did he demand? He just needed koach kli. Okay, what's koach kli? Why is he saying koach kli? Because, yeah, why did he say koach kli? Because we don't know why. But that's, I'll tell you why. Because within the Bahag, you definitely need, he's holding, you definitely need koach kli. Okay, according to the Bahai, he's saying everyone demands koach clay. But this, but Rav Yossi is holding me slides for koach clay, you need koach gavra. A new thing. Okay, you need koach gavra. Gavra. And that's why a monkey doesn't work. Like if a monkey pours, you have koach clay, you just don't have koach gavra. It's like you need clay, right? So now our Gemara, what was the big problem? Is our Gemara says you need koch gavra, right? That's why the case of the pouring in the water, the pipe wasn't good. Osi, Rav Yossi. That Gemara, our Gemara, is really according to Rav Yossi. Right? Our Gemara is according to Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi holds you need koch gavra, and that's why it's not good. Right? But the Bahag must be possible like the Rabbanon. You don't need koch gavra, you need koch kli. It's a dipping taste. It's a dipping taste. But you should still be machmir because our Gemara really goes like Rabbi Yossi, right? Because our Gemara says you need to call gavra. So according to this way, that's it. Okay. So what he's saying is that really, if you call gavra, is a super added thing, is an extra thing. There's just two things: it's koach kli and it's koach gavra. Koach kli, if you just had the halach of koach kli, then the pipe case would be good. Okay. The pipe case, according to what he's saying now, the pipe really is koach kli. Okay, and the Tanakama who holds that the monkey's good holds you don't need koch gavra, all you need is koch kli. And koch kli is going to be like it could be either one in two ways. It could be either, koch kli could be, it seems like he's now making recourse to the Zavak. Koch kli could be either through the pouring the water on your hands or through the dipping your water. We have to see that problem. That's how you learn koach. What are you wrapping? But what he's saying is that the koach kli, if you just had koach kli, if you just had what the Bahag set down so far, he's saying really the case of the pipe would be good. Really the case of the pipe would be good.
Why?
Because that's koach kli. Okay, and that's, I think, the main difference in the first answer and the second answer.
The whole pipe?
The whole pipe would be koach kli, right? The whole pipe would be koach kli.
So it's a different idea of koach kli.
That's defined as koach kli, right. That's a different idea of koach kli. That's the new point he's saying. But the reason why the pipe case isn't good is not because of koach kli, but it's because of koach gavra, which is a new halacha. A new halacha, which Rav Yossi happens to hold by, but the Bahag doesn't hold by.
The Bahag doesn't hold
by the Gemara? The Bahag doesn't hold by, all right. That's what he's saying. The Bahag doesn't hold by the Gemara. The Bahag holds that the Gemara is siding like one of the Tanaim. It's really Machlokas Tanaim. And the Ar Gemara happens to be going like one of the Tanaim, which demands the koach gavra. But he's not going that way. He's saying that you don't need that. The Bahag is saying you don't need it.
Excuse me?
That's so sad. I told him to be bothered that the Bahag is going against the Stam of the Gemara. But he's going to say that, look, it's Machlokas Tanaim. It's Machlokas Tanaim. And it's true, the Gemara, this Mandomer and the Gemara happen to be going like one of the Tanaim. But he'll say, in general, where you don't go like that. We don't go like that. Look, that was Rav Yossi. I guess that was Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi is Shita Yechidi. He'll say Tanakama held that it's good. You don't need koch gavra. So this Gemara happened to be going like that. But the Bahag, that's what he says. Yav Shalom El Karabanan. And but also says it's very nice. The Bahag says that. But if you want to learn this way, it should be Machmir. Really, it's Kedai to be Machmir because that's just one Shita. But there's another. The Gemara, the Stam of the Gemara, really is against that. Something was against that. So, however, Tosbar deals with that. He's not bothered by that, apparently. Okay? Doesn't mean you can't argue a shita of the Gemara. Apparently, he'll say, look, it's my holocaust. But let's get the point, though. Okay? So, according to this, the point is that what was the problem? The problem was, is how do you reconcile the halacha that you could dip your hands in the mikvah with the Gemara which says koch gavra? Right? The Gemara says koch gavra. So, the first, right, koch gavra, in order to explain why the pipe case is bad.
What?
Dip your hands in the clay. Right, how do you reconcile the fact that on the one hand the Bahag says you can dip your hands in the clay, on the other hand the Gemara says the pipe case isn't good because of koch gavra? So the first answer of Tosfos was saying that really it doesn't mean koch gavra, it means koch kli. Mm-hmm. It means koch kli, and pouring water in the pipe is not koch kli. It's not koch kli, and that's really what it means. But dipping in the mikvah, dipping your hands in the clay, then you don't need koach kli. Then that's kli, netilam in a kli, because anyways, because he's dipping your hands in the kli. Okay, that was his first answer. His second answer is saying, no. Really, if you only have koach kli, then really the pipe case would be good. Really the pipe case would be good. Koach kli doesn't exclude the pipe case. Pipe case would be fine. But our Gemara, which is saying it's possible because of koach gavra, that's a different shita. That's not the Bahag. Really, that's not the Bahag. How do you reconcile it? You don't reconcile it. That Gemara is going according to Rav Yossi, but the Bahag is going to Rabbanon. So really,
The main point, though, the difference between the two answers, for, besides for how they answer it, is koach klei, right? Is the pipe case going to be good in terms of koach klei or not? Okay? If you did pour the water on the pipe upstream and then you put your hands in down low, is that defined as koach klei? According to the first answer, he's saying, no, that's what the Gemara means. Koach kavra means not koach klei. Koach kavra and koach klei are the same thing, and the Gemara is postulating because it's not koach klei. According to the second pshat, that would be fine. Koach klei alone, that's fine. And it's only possible because of a super added requirement of koach kavra.
Would not
the
pipe not be
koach
klei was
of our. So according to the first reasoning, why is it not koach klei once in the pipe case? Because it's kvar pasa koach klei k'shemayim ba'an alav. Right, as by the time the water gets to your hands, the koach klei has already stopped. But apparently, according to the second answer, he's saying no. That it would have been koach klei. He doesn't tell you why, but he's saying apparently he's saying it's because that's what he has to say is that that Gemara is only possible according to the chachal according to Rav Yossi holds you need koach gavra, but without that they would be say fine. I mean, this is a detail. I mean, I don't think we could really answer this, explain this answer before we get into the first answer. This is like a finding the differences between the first and second answer. So, you know, I don't think it's really... We can't answer until the first. I mean, first, let's set down the basic framework for the Bahag. Without a framework, we're just talking details, you know? But once you have a framework, then that's going to be a further question within the Bahag. I don't think it's a whole different approach. I mean, this approach is still the idea of the clay and these two ways of clay. It's just a separate detail, it seems, like, is that going to be defined as koach clay? If it's upstream or not. So if you say that that's not koach clay, so then the Gemara koach kavra means koach clay. If you say that is koach clay, so then you have to say that's different number. That's the sheet of the Tanakam. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. By the way, I mean, what you say is like you're asking how could the Baha go against the Gemara? But you see, is that remember the Ravid was saying is that he said, look, our Gemara paskins that you need koch gavra, right? But he was bothered by it, right? Because he seemed like the Ram hold you didn't need it. So he's bothered. What do you mean? But in general, Tanakam, we don't paskin Rabbi Yossi. So he says, the Ravid said, it must be the Gemara knew that Rabbi Yossi, that the Tanakam was really sheet of Chidi. You know what I mean? Remember he said that? He says, it must be that the Gemara somehow knew that. That the Tanakh was Shidduchim, and therefore possible, like Rabbi Yossi, that you need Koch Gavra. But you see that the Ravid, that was difficult. I mean, because apparently what the Ravid told him, that in general the rule should have been, you don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Because he's an individual. Normally, a Stam Mishnah versus Rabbi Yossi really should paskin like Stam Mishnah. Right? So, I mean, that was the way it should have been. So I guess the Bahag is going to say, so it's that's really the way to go. You go like the Stam Mishnah. Our Gemara goes like Rav Yossi, so it's a good question. Our Gemara went like Rav Yossi, it's true. But the Bahag is still going like the Tanakhama. He'll follow the rule. In other words, one rule is that you go like Stam Mishnah, Stam of the Gemara. But the other rule is you go like Stam Mishnah. So, yes, he went like Stam Mishnah. But Tosis is saying it's Kedar Bi Machmer because it's Stam of the Gemara. So, whatever. I mean, that's just in that point, you know. Okay, so that's so we have our work cut out for us, right?